Blog Talk Radio.
All right. Jesus Christ, you guys. I hope to God that I never know that it's not recording until like it's halfway through and Sean texts me and says it's not recording. FYI, my kid is home sick, so she just crawled in here and now she's... You're not supposed to be covered up like that. We're trying to fight a fever here. All right, so I did not put the links in this information here because they're up down below because of yesterday. I don't know what the fuck is going on, but I have tried 6 times, and this has happened all week last week. It happened yesterday. We did get a couple of other episodes in that have nothing to do with this. I don't know what's going on, but here we go again. The links for everything I'm about to tell you are in the other episode with no sound. I'm going to preface this quickly because there's a lot to read and get through, but it's things you need to know, I needed to know, everyone needs to know. So let's get to it. First off, I'm going to tell you, just in the makeup section, women and men who wear makeup and have a face routine and all that, lotions, what have you, setting spray, pre, all that shit, you're putting about and up to 5 pounds of chemicals and makeup into your bloodstream. Everything that touches your skin goes into the bloodstream within 20 seconds. That being said, I'm going to preface this also for you. That way, when I read these articles, we'll already know what we're talking about. Our country does not regulate makeup and most things that say are FDA approved. Also, like if you use a lotion or something like that and you get a rash and stuff like that, you call the number, you comment, you tell them what's going on, XYZ, they don't have to tell the FDA about it. They used to back in the day, but things have changed. Corporations don't give a fuck about you, what goes into your body. Your anti-aging creams, your sunscreen, your suntan lotions, your lip balms, your lipsticks, your foundations, your powders, your setting sprays, your eyeshadows, your colored pigments, even the natural ones, if not inspected and tested, if they come from China and other places, like India, which has a terrible mercury and lead problem in the ground, which is going into their thing. Into their spices and stuff and other exports like curry and whatnot, cumin, which I use myself. So we have to really, really look. Like natural makeups with mica and clay and all that can be found to have arsenic and lead and cadmium in there and shit that you would find in your engine of your car. Like, for instance, if you touch the oil with your hands, that's used oil coming out of your oil well down there under your sump where your oil comes out of in your car. You touch that, you are absorbing not just the chemicals that's in the oil, but you're getting the lead, the cadmium, and all the stuff that's in the aluminum and also the iron engine core, the block. So... And the same stuff that's found in that is found in your makeups, your lipsticks, your toothpaste, your mouthwashes, your food, your plastics that hold your milk, your juice, your butter, anything that can absorb stuff, your water bottles. The same shit that's in your makeup can be found in poisons, and it's all on purpose, I'm telling you. Other countries outlaw most of the ingredients that I'm about to read off to you. I've got great links to these articles. I'm going to look at the other one and make sure that all of them got on there because there's quite a few. But I believe, I want to say her name is Dr. Kathy. Ah, Dr. Becky. I knew it was something with a Y. So Becky Campbell has put together a list, and I'm glad that I came upon hers because I have several other ones that pertain to it, but this sums it up pretty well. The reason why we're bringing this up, and I'm sorry, guys, and I hate this, nail polish remover, okay? And acrylics and gels. I've been in nails, makeup, hair for a long time. And I've used these. This stuff is endocrine inhibitors. They're disruptors, which means your endocrine system consists of 8 items, I believe, in your body that have to work together. I'll read those off to you. And it also messes with your hormones. Hairspray, you guys, gets into your brain and your blood vessels and goes straight into your system. It affects your organs, your female organs. It affects your menstrual cycle, your hormones. It makes you crazier. Fucking A, man, the 80s. Has anyone met a bitch in the 80s with big giant hair? They're crazy as fuck. Even now, they're crazy as shit. You met them Jersey girls? Let me tell you. And we're popular in Jersey, and you know the ones I'm talking about with them big hairsprays, the big bumps like Snooki. The more hairspray you use on longevity and gels and stuff, the more hormonally imbalanced you are. And it's not their fault. It's the shit that you use. I used to do my nails all the time, and I swear to God, I shit you not, I was more hormonal and imbalanced than I am now. So I think, and it's, you know, it's just chemicals. We are not made to process this stuff. And these things, the FDA does not regulate the beauty industry. And there's almost no rules to follow in America. Other countries, that's different. So let's get to it. Endocrine disruptors are lurking everywhere we turn today. It is hard to pick up a bottle of shampoo or a mascara at the pharmacy without having to worry about hidden toxins. In this post, I'm going to shed some light on some of the hidden endocrine disruptors in everyday cosmetics. These are important to know about because living a healthy lifestyle just isn't about what we put into our body. It is also about the products that we choose to use on our body. Perfume, your body wash, shampoos that are supposed to be nourishing and great for you. Read the fucking back of that shit. Mascara? Dude! Like, I use a natural mascara, and I have to read the ingredients and look them up to make sure there's nothing in them that'll, like, hurt me. Because I already have long eyelashes. Not a lot of people have that. So that's why we have mascara, to give us, you know, better eyes, I guess. So that's bad. Not good. Let's see. It's important that we avoid these toxins and to help your hormone balance, and are especially important for anyone suffering from thyroid disease or any other autoimmune condition. Myself, I have lupus. So for me, birth control affects my hormones badly. And so does different chemicals, eating things. I can't enjoy what a lot of people enjoy because I get very sick afterwards. Everyone's lupus is different. Mine has ways. It affects my organs mostly. But yeah, I can tell you when I paint my nails more and wear certain things more, do my nails. Wearing acrylic has not been conducive for me. You know, I love doing nails, and I love having stuff like that and doing the artsy, you know, thing and enjoying that life. But you really are exposing yourself to a lot of chemicals. Toluene we use in mechanics to clean parts. That's in your nail polish. You know, like crazy smell and monomer? That cannot... Monomer is the liquid that they use in acrylics, if y'all didn't know what that was. That's horrible smell that you sit in when you're getting your nails done at the salon. That's monomer. I have no idea what's in monomer, but I'm pretty sure that it's probably not good. Parabens, number one on the list. One of the most talked about endocrine disruptors commonly found in cosmetics. These are found in things like shampoos, conditioners, lotion, and even face cleaners. What? Since parabens are not water soluble, they are able to penetrate the skin, which is a major issue due to the dangers parabens have on the endocrine system. Parabens can cause endocrine disruption and even reproductive issues, which is why many pregnant women are cautioned against using products with parabens in them. I never knew this. No one has ever told me this. Another issue with parabens is that they are found under many different names, so it can be challenging to determine if a product contains parabens or not. Some of the common names to look out for include butylparaben, propylparaben, isobutylparaben, and methylparaben. Just avoid anything that has paraben at the end of it. Definitely do. I try to get my child the best stuff for her because I don't want her to have a bad start with this, especially if she gets lupus. But it's so hard, man. I was using some stuff, wasn't even thinking about it, even though I bought her this. And it comes, and this is what pisses me off. It comes in really small portions. All the good stuff is so expensive, and most places don't carry it. And then if they do, it's a small amount, but it's for such a huge price. So, you know, even though I do buy that, I ended up using the shampoo that I got, you know, for the house for everybody else. And I try and read the ingredients, but at the bottom, we'll get to it because I'll tell you. Phthalates are another commonly added toxin in modern day cosmetic products. They are chemical compounds that are added to things like plastic as well as cosmetics, and they even find their way into some food products. They can get into our food if we consume things like butter or milk from plastic containers that contain this harmful chemical. You ever leave your water bottle in the car and it gets hot and you end up drinking that water and it tastes like the fucking bottle? Yeah. A major problem with these toxins is that they can be absorbed in the body through both the air and skin. So cosmetic products are not the only things we have to worry about here. When talking about cosmetics, you'll want to avoid things like perfumes as well as moisturizers, eyeshadows, nail polishes, shampoos, and conditioners that contain phthalates. This is, you know, not fair. They are dangerous as they have been linked to reproductive disruption in both men and women. To steer clear of this chemical, avoid plastic containers and water bottles and use as many homemade hair and skin care products as possible. I will be sharing some of my favorites, so keep reading. I'm glad I found this article. Synthetic colors. Believe it or not, many synthetic colors are found in beauty products and they are added to make a product look more appealing. Think about this, like hair dye, eyeshadow, eyeliner, and lipstick, just to name a few. Many of these products contain harmful coloring that contain carcinogenic properties. Carcinogenics cause cancer, and that's many types of cancer, not just one. We shouldn't be having to worry about everything that we fucking do. This is seriously stupid. Synthetic fragrances. And I just read, I was reading something of mine, and it said perfume / perfume. Fragrances are found in just about every cosmetic and beauty product that you will find, and they can cause some significant health issues. One of the many issues with synthetic fragrances is that they cause allergic responses to those that are sensitive. Not only that, but the chemicals that are used in synthetic fragrance are scary. It is estimated that approximately 95% of the chemicals used in these fragrances come from crude oil. You gotta be fucking shitting me. They also include carcinogenic chemicals and chemicals that are linked to causing disruptions in many different body systems. There are, I want to say, 7 integumentary systems, and the endocrine system is just one of them. They could be the same name used for thousands of different chemicals as well. One of the tricky things about avoiding these synthetic fragrances is that they are just labeled as fragrance on product labels. This doesn't give you the whole story about how many of these added fragrances can cause endocrine disruption and can lead to hormonal imbalance and even lead to weight gain. Wow. we think we're doing the right things when we're buying the diet products, but it could be exactly what we wear on our bodies, the perfumes we put on, and the lotions and the sprays and yada yada. Jesus Christ. We can't fucking win. The rule of thumb is to be very cautious. And with any product that says it contains fragrance, this could be the same name used for thousands of different chemical ingredients. And you don't even know which one is in the product that you are purchasing and using on your body. Keep in mind that when you purchase these products and use them on your body, the chemicals and the synthetic fragrances have the ability to get into your bloodstream, not only cause endocrine disruption, but many of the chemicals are carcinogenic and can cause nervous system disorders. So you use your, I'm going to pick a company that I know has terrible ingredients in it, and it's made for women. Dove, I feel like tweeting you. I want to tweet you. But the things I have to say will not be nice. And I don't want to be tossed in Twitter jail again. So, like, you're using your soap. And it's got that Laurel sulfate shit in it, and it's got that PEG in it, which we'll get to what that is. You're using the whole product line. You think you're doing right. You're making all the right moves. You're eating the right things. You're seeing results. But the long-term result is you end up with fucking cancer. You're doing the right things, you're eating the right stuff, you're healthy, but you're using chemicals that are leaching into your body and causing problems. We're talking full function shutdowns. And you know what? You call Dove, you tell them about the rash you're getting from the lotion. All of a sudden, because it happens to me all the time, I used to use Oil of Olay. I don't use that shit no more. Nope, I do not use. In fact, I was given some stuff that has Japanese ingredients, and now I'm like thinking twice about it. I just use natural ingredients. We'll get to that later. But think about this, guys. That deodorant you're putting on has aluminum in it. It seeps into your bloodstream and into your glands and into your brain. We don't use foil on our food because when you heat up foil, that element is alive, and it is also sweating and leaching aluminum into your food. I will not eat the potatoes at my work, like a baked potato, because they are baked in the oven with aluminum foil on them. I don't use foil on anything. If I can help it, no foil will ever touch anything that I eat or my kid eats. It's that serious. And it's the same with plastics. Plastic does the same thing. It leaches into everything because of the chemicals that it's made with. Everything degasses at some point. Carrying on. How do you avoid these fragrances? For one, avoid anything that has a label containing the words fragrance or parfum. P-A-R-F-U-M. I just saw that today, and I didn't like it. Not happy about it. You will also want to avoid using any air fresheners, including plug-in air fresheners, dryer sheets, candles, and many cosmetic and self-care products like deodorant. You're ruining our lives. Now, air fresheners and stuff like that, in mechanics class, BVOs and stuff like that, that have big smells, we have to use a face mask for, with a cartridge in it, to filter that shit out. BVOs are really bad for you to inhale. When you're smelling the laundry, like at the laundromat or in your house, that is going into your lungs and into your body and into the capillaries and the blood vessels in your body. It's not good. BVOs, I'm pretty sure that's brominated vegetable oil. It's also found in Mountain Dew. We don't drink that shit. There's a good reason. It's found in fire retardant. Carrying on. All this doesn't mean you can't still safely wear makeup or deodorant. It just means that you need to be selective with the options of what you choose. I will share some of my favorites with you so you can see just how easy it is to avoid these toxic chemicals. Sodium lauryl sulfate. That's the shit right there. That's in your shampoos and conditioners. And if you use that shit on your dog, it's a fucking neurotoxin and it will cause a horrible, horrible death. My family washed their puppy in that. I believe it was a Johnson & Johnson product, if I'm not mistaken. I do not use Johnson & Johnson on my child because if that's what happens to an animal, what is going on with my kid's body? What's happening there? What is it doing? What are the long-term effects? How is it affecting her autism? These are questions that I have. Sodium lauryl sulfate. It's in everything. Commonly referred to SLS, sodium lauryl sulfate, is found in most shampoos. However, the scary thing is that it is also the same chemical found in many floor cleaners and even engine degreasers. It is crazy to think that an industrial product like SLS would be allowed to wind up in our bottle of shampoo or hand soap. SLS has been linked to endocrine disruption, neurotoxicity, which is what I just mentioned, organ toxicity, skin irritation, and even cancer. We're fucking washing our hair in this. The best way to avoid this chemical is to opt for shampoos, body washes, and hand soaps and toothpaste brands that are labeled SLS-free. We don't do sodium or, what's the word? Fluoride. My kid doesn't get fluoride treatments. We don't do fluoride water. And as soon as we can, we're going to get a filter for the entire house water because I don't want my kid showering in that shit. Well, my kid's crazy because she'll drink the pool. We have a salt water pool. My kid will drink that water. She drinks her own bath water like a crazy person. And unfortunately, she does have to brush her teeth in the sink water. That's not filtered. But we don't use toothpaste with that shit in there. If you ask to go on a tour at your local treatment water plant, you can have a look at the box that puts your fluoride into your water. And it is disintegrated. Their tanks are concrete and it disintegrates that. So why are they putting it in your teeth? Why are they putting that in my kid's mouth? I told the dentist, you put that shit in her mouth, you're going to the fucking hospital. That's for goddamn sure. The endocrine disruptors. From the top, parabens, phthalates, which is a PHT, synthetic colors, synthetic fragrances, sodium lauryl sulfate. I have a list. There are 26 companies that I have on the episode below this one. I also want to read. I personally am mad. So I wanted to tell you, not only do you absorb those, there's some other hidden chemicals that are considered even natural that you have to even be careful when you get your natural makeup. And that's what we're going on to next. Like mica, clay, and all that stuff for the natural minerals and all that stuff. Makeup, you need to be very careful. They don't have testing for that. There is a company that was created to test makeup, but most companies just want to go from manufacturer to shelves, and they skip product testing. Now, when I say testing, I want human testing, not fucking animal testing. We'll get to that in a second. We got 35 minutes left. You got coal tar dyes. The potential to contain heavy metals that when absorbed through the skin or carried through the bloodstream can be toxic to the brain. Introducing PED-phenylenediamine, or mean, depending, and metals to the body that can also lead to various types of cancer throughout the body. Cancer throughout the body. Preservatives that release formaldehyde. As a natural chemical process, some preservatives such as DMDM, hydantoin, and imidazolinadienyl urea release formaldehyde. When these preservatives are included in cosmetics, formaldehyde makes direct contact with the skin and can creep into mucous membranes. BHA and BHT, these make up another set of preservatives that are potentially harmful to the human body if ingested or absorbed. They too may be endocrine disruptors, and studies are underway to verify whether BHA could be a cancer-causing ingredient. I just saw this shit in the fucking shampoo I bought. DEA, MEA, and TEA. Under the right conditions, these chemicals are common in moisturizers and shampoos and can react with other chemicals to form nitrosamines. Nitrosamines are harmful to humans and animals and could lead to growth of cancer. Are you fucking kidding me? Triclosan. I just saw that in something that I was reading in my household that I was using. And, yeah. While not directly toxic, this chemical is used in antibacterial cosmetics such as cleaners, antiperspirants, and toothpaste. Whenever used, it may cause bacteria to become resistant to antibiotics. For heavy cosmetic users, it could lead to sensitivity to bacterial infections. Ever seen someone get like MRSA on their face from using makeup? Well, you gotta clean your shit, but still, it can happen. Petrolatum, found in products that add gloss or shine, such as salon-quality hair products, lip balm, and moisturizers. Petrolatum can be contaminated with polycyclic aromatic hydrocarbons. What the fuck? These substances can trigger the processes that lead to cancer. What the fuck? Siloxanes can cause similar effects to those of parabens. They are found chiefly in cosmetics that soften, smooth, and moisten different parts of the body. The presence of siloxanes can cause reproductive issues and endocrine disruption. And this is because we want to stop wrinkles and look pretty and make our makeup stay on longer. Cosmetics chemical analysis. Don't let poorly planned and potentially harmful cosmetics reach your consumers. If you're concerned about the efficacy and toxicity of your product, or if you're looking to ensure the safety of your cosmetic products, find out what Avamin can do to deformulate and reformulate your product for safety. So for those of you who are in the makeup world or trying to create makeup like Miss Kylie did, I wouldn't use any Kylie cosmetics because I don't know what's fucking in them. You know, being the youngest billionaire is cool. Good for her. But if you went straight from manufacturer to fucking shelves, shame on you. We'll have to dig into some of these big, like, I follow Jeffree Star. Condolences to Daddy, your pup that just left you on, went on to the rainbow bridge in the sky. But we follow him, you know, I do. And I know he makes cosmetics I've never used, but I'm pretty sure he probably pays attention to that shit because I know he reviews makeup. But if you're out there trying to do something in the makeup world, please be very selective in who you use and how you manufacture. And please, for the love of God, know your ingredients and make it legible and understandable for us. So I had included, and we're going to talk about this for a second because I'm appalled. Some of these products, if you're following the Leaping Rabbit to try and use cruelty-free makeup, I'm going to tell you that there's some that are using that label, but because of the wording and the laws in their state, they're still animal testing. And you can avoid these companies. And I put the list on there and the below the other one with no sound. I'm pissed because Church & Dwight is the manufacturer of household cleaning products, founded in 1846. They're most famous for their brand Arm & Hammer. Their animal testing policy is a shining example of corporate doublespeak. It is our policy not to test on animals, and we also request that suppliers not test on any materials or products on animals unless required by law or regulation. explicitly they say they don't test on animals and then immediately go on to say they actually do test on animals in certain situations. So there's a huge list. You know what pisses me off? 409 tests on animals. Why the fuck do you need to test 409 that I clean my house with on animals? Here's an idea. Prisoners who have gone to jail for raping children, we should use them for testing. Burt's Bees. Burt's Bees is on this list. Clorox, Everclean, Fresh Step, Glad, Colgate Palmolive Company. Number one in the world in toothpaste sales. The portfolio consists of products in personal care, oral care, home care, and pet care. Animal testing is only conducted when specifically required by regulatory agencies or where some alternative testing methods are unavailable to ensure the safety of our products. They are trying to work towards regulatory change, but they still test on animals with no concrete date to stop. Ugh, I can't speak. Maddie, you're jumping around a little bit more and feeling a tad bit better. That's good. Miss Thing over here has a fever that's jumping around like crazy. So anyway, product categories currently impacted by Colgate-Palmolive's moratorium on animal testing. Underarm deodorants, hair shampoos, hair conditioners, and styling aids, men's and women's fragrances, aftershave, lotions, men and women's talcs, shaving cream, bar soaps, liquid soaps, and shower gels. They also sell the products in China, which requires safety animal testing by law, but don't believe for a second that Colgate-Palmolive is required to test on animals because of China's laws. No one is forcing Colgate-Palmolive to sell products in mainland China. They have chosen to sell products somewhere that requires animal testing, and they are therefore guilty of directly causing unnecessary animal suffering simply to satisfy their own greed. There's a whole list of company owned by them, and if you're trying to avoid them, that's where you should go. It's a lot to take in. It really is. It's very sad because this stuff, we have natural options, but even some of them are horrible. The natural option of, and it pisses me off because I use sunscreen. I still tan. I use sunscreen. And I absorb sun. I've got melanin. I attract it. So I like to put on sunscreen. And it's fucking toxic. So there's like, what the fuck do you do? But that's my rant. Also, we're at 313 listens, and we appreciate it. We see you, Canada, keeping up with us over here in the U.S. Thank you to everyone for listening. I can't believe I got through most of this episode, and this is the fourth time I've done it. Just this last week, yeah, I tried to do it four times, I think, in the last week plus today. So I hope we can hear me, because Jesus Christ, I'll just end up leaving the links up there and be like, sorry, no sound. But that's it for today. This was supposed to air on Monday. We have news tomorrow. There's a bunch of bullshit happening in the world. I'm pretty mad about the violence against women that's happening. Even now, this man's finally going to be charged for strangling his kids, including, I think it was a three-month-old, after beating his wife to death with a baseball bat because she wanted to leave him. Toxic masculinity. Yeah. And that's the fucking tea. Everyone send out prayers for Mr. Sean B., my co-host. If you're following the show and you heard the terrible tarot spirit hour we had, then you know the beans. So prayers for him and his family. And yeah, lot of shit going on. And it happens right in your backyard. It's happening to your friends and family. And if they don't speak up or you don't ask, you're not going to know about it. And it'll be too late to help. So for those of you out there that haven't asked for help yet, go ahead and do that. So we'll probably do a video about that with him. I want him to start talking about it because this happens to people every day. And it's horrible. It's a horrible thing. So, everyone, have a great day. I hope. God, this fucking records. Bye.